This is the show about the most sophisticated, most prestigious football club ever. This is the Juve Show.
Hello guys, welcome back to the Juve Show. This is our very first show, so we're really hyped about it.
Now let's go Juve, forza Juve.
Juve has been in a great run so far. In all the leagues. In Champions League they're doing great. In Serie A they're doing great.
They're gonna get past Tottenham.
And so
beat Tottenham.
So it's just really cool to look at their stuff. And so yeah. Lazio and Tottenham. So, have clearing the Coppa Italia, the focus is against all their doubleheaders they're doing.
Yeah, and midweek games.
Yeah, midweek games, which is hard. And Lazio is going to be pretty good, well, I think.
Lazio has Immobile, who is a very hard attack. So, they're going to get past us. I mean, besides Tim Cup, let's just look at their...
We have to have a good defense versus Lazio.
We have to have a good defense because of Immobile and their hard attack. Because but if you take away the Tim Cup, which we all know the results of that, which was 0-0 on aggregate, and they went on extra time, 0-0. They went 5-4 on penalties, and it went to Milan, AC Milan, to face in the Tim Cup, which is in, I think, May or April. But they have been putting past goals. They've just been, you know,
whipping past. Through.
Yes.
Just because of their hard attack. Yes. Max Allegri has been pushing everyone these past few practices, if you follow them on Twitter.
They've been scoring a lot of goals up until when they played Milan, and then they lost versus Napoli 4-1. Which looked pretty crazy, and I think that was pretty unexpected, the scoreline.
Yeah, Lazio, Napoli, and Milan, and all the others are hard to, you know, beat. But at the same time, I don't think Lazio was on their top game, especially against Napoli, I think it was a hard loss for them, but yeah.
It was weird because Lazio scored in the 3rd minute. And then the first goal that Napoli got was in the 43rd minute. And then they got, you know, Lazio gave him an own goal. And then from there, so they didn't pick up till very late in the game, till the end of the first half. But, I mean, I'm surprised that they could put 4 goals past Lazio. It's not like their defense is that special. But their defense is decent, and I mean, considering that the scoreline was 4-1, I mean, I didn't expect that. I thought it would be like 2-0 or 2-1, maybe, in favor of Napoli.
Yeah. I'm seeing something Costa said for their doubleheaders that they've been playing. It says, Tottenham played very well with the ball, and it must be a great challenge against a team with very strong players. However, we must maintain a positive mentality. And I think that's what a lot of people like about Juventus is their focus in times where they tie or lose. They really come back to, you know, we can't take pride in our work until our work gets done. And that's something I think a lot of people really like about this. So we'll be talking a lot about Tottenham and Lazio in the upcoming episodes until their match. The Lazio-Juventus game match is on Saturday this week.
That's an important match. Lazio
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock, it's 6 o'clock in Europe, 5 o'clock in London, and 12 o'clock in,
Eastern Time.
New York, Eastern Time.
Yep. So, we'll take a short break here, and we'll be back on the Juve Show.
welcome back to the Juve Show. And we're going to talk about Serie A right now. Currently, in Serie A, Juventus has played 25 games, and they've won 21 of them. They've drawn 2, and they've lost 2. Their win percentage is 84%. And their league position right now, as of the moment, they're in second place.
And I think most of that second place is that if you look at Napoli's schedule at all, is that they have been going against pretty decently easy teams.
Their hard spell is going to come up, though, very, very right now. Right now is their hard spell. If you're listening to this, and this is, the first couple of days of March. So the first week of March, or the first match week of March, we're looking at them playing Roma the first Saturday of March, right? I'm loading my thing. Okay. And then, so they play Roma, then they play Inter Milan, and then they get their schedule plays fairly easy, and then they get for 3 match weeks, and then they play Milan, and then Napoli gets Udinese, and then Juve Napoli, the big one.
At home for Juventus. Yeah. And, well, see, so if you look at Napoli's schedule, I think Lazio's probably one of the hardest they've played
in this half of the season.
Well, aside from Juventus. Anyway. I think Lazio's the hardest they played, but I just don't think Lazio was on their top game. I think they were kind of just.
Yeah, they weren't.
I don't know. Yeah.
Napoli's gonna hit rock bottom soon. My prediction is, and they're gonna come up in second very, very, very soon in the next couple of weeks. And then Juve's gonna play Napoli, and then they're gonna take over definitely that first place position by more than one win. But more probably than 3 points. And then I think they're going to Juventus is easily going to take Serie A out from there and win it.
Yeah, well, so Napoli, they're facing way too many easy people. And it's going to be hard to come back to Juventus and say, okay, here are our priorities. Juventus is a good team. We lost against them away. We lost against them at home. But I think Napoli is going to have to really concentrate if they want to even get to the point where they even score a goal in the Juve-Napoli game, because Napoli is just... they didn't do well in that game. But so Napoli played Sassuolo. And they will play Sassuolo. And they did before, and they won 3-1. But if you look at Juventus, when they played them, they won 7-0. So, I just think if you compare those two games, and I'm not saying that Napoli... I'm not saying that Juventus played as good as Napoli. I'm saying they played better. And that just goes to show you that Napoli does not deserve that first place in Serie A, because if you look at all the scores, they've been playing easy teams, and I think Napoli deserves a hard opponent.
Well, here's the thing with Napoli. If Juve pulls off to win the league, which I believe they will, Juve knows how to deal with teams like this, in their 120 years of experience. They know how to pull off teams like this. And Napoli, which another thing I think is why the only reason why they're still in it, they have no European distractions or even Coppa Italia. They got knocked out of Coppa Italia versus Atalanta in the round of eight, which is very early for a team that some people say is gonna win. I'm, you know, quoting my with my hands. The league, which some people says that, but I think that a team that's out of Europe, had Champions League, harder group, and, you know, they just couldn't finish. So I think Napoli's going to go down. I think we'll win versus Lazio. Napoli's going to tie or lose versus Roma. And after that, Napoli's just going to be in their heads. It's going to be over. Juve wins the league. No, Juve's going to win the league before the last match day. They're going to win it by 3 points.
Great. Over to you, Grant.
So I was just looking at the Juventus thingy and at the score sheet right now. And Juventus won 2-0 over Chivio. And Napoli drawed versus Chivio. So that's back to Carson's thingy that he was talking about the whole thing. That just is another thing that referred back to that. And Chivio's not a hard team. And we will be back in a second.
Okay, guys, welcome back to the Juventus show. As we're looking at right now, we're lately, I think all of us here on the Juve show have been thinking about Tottenham and the draw. So there was, I mean, I don't think Tottenham deserved that tie, and I think the referee in that game was not at its top. Because Harry Kane tripped himself in the box, you know, wound up. And they didn't call a foul, luckily, but Harry Kane is one of those people that he'll do whatever it takes. If his team is behind,
he'll trip himself.
He'll trip himself, or he'll do something to make an intentional foul, or even a fake foul. And it's just annoying to see that happen. So,
Harry Kane is the most arrogant person in the world.
I don't like Harry Kane because when his team's losing, he gets so mad and so just furious that he'll trip himself in the box just to get a fake penalty, even though it never happened, just to try and get a fake penalty and get attention towards him. And then it all starts coming around, and I think Juve I'm a little irritated how they were playing. And I feel like, if anything, they didn't have good sportsmanship in that game. And I was pretty mad about that right now.
Well, what I see here is they draw 2-2 versus Rochdale. I mean, who the heck is Rochdale? I mean, never heard of them. Of course they won 6-1 versus them, but, you know, that, I mean, Juve could do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, anyone so, could. I mean, what are they, third? Really, Tottenham is just, they're kind of, they're irritating because their coach, if you compare him to Max Allegri, he's nothing like Max Allegri. He's one of those guys that sits back.
He's not as good, first off.
He doesn't compare to Max Allegri. No.
Why are we even talking about this? He doesn't compare to Max Allegri. We should just stop now and say, you know what? Why are we talking about this? Why are we talking about Patino? I think that's his name. Yeah, that's his name. Patino. Just sitting there and being like,
you know what? Harry Kane can trip himself in the box.
Okay, you know what? During the Champions League final, during the Champions League press conference, the final one before the match at Allianz Stadium, guess what he said? We want to be at the level of Juventus. You don't say that as a manager. That is very true, but you don't say that as a manager.
That's bad managing right there.
Because we don't want people like us
we're, you know, Juventus fanatics talking about this. It just shows the incompetence that you have. Even though they say they're confident, they're shaking underneath saying, well, if there's any team in Europe to do this, it's them. Because, well, their Champions League experience, 2 out of 3 finals in a year, we're scratching our heads.
Yep. Dybala has had a rough few games, but...
returning from injury.
But you gotta look at it this way. He is returning from injury, and he hasn't played for a while now. I think a lot of people are expecting a lot from him in this Lazio game. And I think he'll be able to pull it through because he's getting used to things. And, you know, with his age,
turned 24.
Yeah. At the age of 24, you're playing for the greatest club in Europe or anywhere, and you're returning from injury, and you're one of the people that represents this club. And if you think about it that way, there is a lot on his shoulders.
A lot of pressure.
A lot of pressure, but he has been training so hard that I think he'll pull it through. So, a big shout out to Dybala for training and trying to get caught up. I really think that's a great thing.
He's a great guy.
Great guy. So, I think we should wrap this up, but...
Can I just say my final closing statements?
Me too.
Yeah.
UA is going to win 2-1 at Tottenham, depending on who plays.
It all depends on the starting lineup.
For both sides. If Tottenham's missing one player,
they're dead.
They're going to be gone. Let's just say if Harry Kane gets injured, I mean, then Tottenham has no point of winning, you know?
Yeah, no backup. But
and they don't have. They're not going to pull through, I don't think. But, for example, if Juventus gets one injury, they always have. They're a very,
ready very, in it.
They're a very good backup teams. There are some of the best top 50 players in the world. Could start at some most clubs in Europe.
Yeah.
But they decide to be not backups, but they decide to be subs for Juventus.
You look at Sanjeski, the goalkeeper behind Buffon, he's amazing. He comes in as a young goalkeeper to Juventus, whereas he could play at any other club and be a complete starter way ahead of the backup goalie. But yet he chooses Juventus, and I really think that's powerful.
Yeah.
And that goes to show that, you know, Juventus is something to be respected. If someone's going to give up their career to be a sub on the bench as a goalkeeper, but being able to represent the club, that's a great thing. So, Grant.
This reminds me... Okay, Grant. What I'm saying is Dybala, I do think he should have a big game versus Lazio, and I hope he has a good game versus Lazio. Expecting maybe like a goal, but really we shouldn't be putting in that much pressure on him, especially coming back from after injury. And he's just 24. He is a complete player and he has many improvements, just like many players that are younger.
Okay, so So
let's wrap it up.
Yeah. We'll get back to you after, or maybe another before the Lazio game. Yeah. We'll see how that turns out and discuss that later. But for now, guys, we'll see you later. And
thanks, guys, for listening. If you made it this far, pat yourself on the back. Remember, subscribe. If you're on Apple
like Podcasts. This podcast.
Thanks, guys.
3, 2, 1.
Fino la fine. Forza Juventus. Let's go, guys.
Thank you.
This is the Juve Show.